Hello and welcome to the Black and Blue Bloodline. My name is Duke, and joining me today, as always, is my co-host Fat Man Trey. How you doing, Trey?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm pretty good. And joining us today is Auntie Mama. How you doing, Auntie Mama?
All right.
All right. First things first, we're gonna get started off with our players of the week. One of y'all want to go first?
Well, my player of the week is CJ Stroud. That drive ending it. He should be the rookie of the year. And D'Amico Ryan should win coach of the year.
You asked for too much.
No. That's debatable. I think there's other coaches that could. Like the Ravens coach.
The Ravens? I mean, he's a rookie. What's his name is a rookie head coach.
So?
He took a rookie quarterback to the playoffs.
So? The Browns head coach? It ain't just about that. It's just how well did you get your team to perform this year.
And they was trash last year, and this year they made the playoffs.
Yeah, they got better from last year.
Yeah. It wasn't that it was just the players switched. It was the coach that switched too.
What about the Browns? They've been through a lot of adversity this year.
Yeah, they have four quarterbacks. But all their quarterbacks that play, the latest quarterback to play is a vet. He done played in the league before, so.
Dude was retired for like 2 years.
No, he wasn't retired for another 2 years. Probably like a month or two.
He was retired for longer than a month.
No, he was, because he was with the Jets last year.
Okay, so then he retired at the end of last year then. So he's been retired for at least almost a year then. But, I mean, dude pretty much came off the couch and he's been playing good. But the point is, I think it's hard to just definitively give it to one coach because I think there's a lot of coaches that have really done a good job. Like, I even put Mike Tomlin in that because for a guy, like, you have all four teams in your division with a winning record. And on top of that, everybody's expecting you to just have a bad season because your team is not great and you found a way to get to the playoffs. So I'm just saying, I just wouldn't just hand it over to D'Amico Ryans.
Well, that's his predicament. And that's his player of the week.
I'm allowed to have a different opinion than him. I'm just saying, I just don't agree with his opinion. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that D'Amico Ryans doesn't deserve it. I'm just saying I just wouldn't definitively give it to one person. Or just say it's just him because, there's so many other coaches that could get it.
I mean, you're right. There's a lot of coaches. There's 32 coaches that can get it each year.
No.
It is. It's
not 32 all 32 teams. Deserve it. That's not what I'm saying.
No, man, I get what you... I understand what you're saying. You're saying that he don't definitively... He don't think the family can be on him. But I'm saying only one person can win it. So
I think this year it's not as clear as it was who it should have been last year, though. Like, last year I think it was pretty clear. He might have had one or two extra coaches that you could have threw in there. But this year I feel like there's more than just two or three to throw in there as coach of the year because this has been one of the most competitive seasons. Like, actually, this year has been more competitive than it was last year, and last year was really competitive.
Yeah. But you're a rookie head coach. You got a winning record at 10-7 and made the playoffs and won your division.
Yes, he didn't have props for that, yeah. Monty Bomber?
I got two. Michael Parsons did good. He did great. You know, he showed out. But CeeDee Lamb is that dude. And I got to give a big props to our coach, though. Because ever since he took over to play calling, we've been America's team. Yeah, don't be a hater, Trey. Don't be a hater.
I don't know. Because y'all run game this year definitely ain't as good as it was last year. Throwing the football, though, y'all definitely got improved there. But running the football, y'all got worse.
Y'all know my favorite line is decision making. And that's what Mike McCartney, that's what he lacked.
Mike, why would you say that?
Because he, like, for example, not this game that y'all just played, the previous game. He almost lost the game because instead of letting the clock run out, you trying to throw the ball. You gave the ball back to who they was playing. Who they just played the week before last.
Somebody had the same record we did.
Detroit.
Yeah.
Oh.
And
that, y'all should have lost that game.
What?
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
That's one of the reasons why I don't think he's a very great coach, because I think that goes into when I say he is and the Cowboys are undisciplined.
Yeah. That was definitely home cooking on that Detroit game. Mm-hmm. Even though I had Detroit to lose, that was home cooking.
Detroit should have won.
And the thing is, I picked the Cowboys to win. The whole time I was like, Detroit going to mess up this home stand here.
You know what? Talk about get back. I hope they see Detroit. I hope they see Detroit. That'll be a fun game to watch.
Yeah.
But my player of the week is Derrick Brown. Only thing from the Panthers really to be proud of. This year he broke the record for most tackles by a defensive lineman in a season with what I think is like 101, 102. He had a total of 103. Oh, this is his personal best season. 103 total tackles. That's, 40 tackles up from what he had last year, which was 60. Overall, Derrick Brown has just been great all season for the Panthers. And Sunday, he had I wouldn't say a great game, but he had a pretty good game.
That game, everybody just looked like they was checked out. They was done. It's like, go ahead. Let's go ahead and go to the house.
I think the Buccaneers checked out, too.
Yeah. That was going
on. They knew they was winning.
And the thing is, like, it was just, like, too much stuff that happened. It happened in that game that was just like, oh, yeah, you can tell that everybody's ready to go home. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about Icky didn't have the worst game. But the offensive line the offensive line as a whole didn't play terrible. But you could tell that everybody was checked out. Just everybody was like, all right, this is the end of the season, this is the last game.
Honestly, though, when the offense was on the field, I wasn't even paying attention enough to even notice, really, who did what. Mm-hmm. Like, I watched the defense because I knew at least something interesting was going to happen. Either the defense was going to get a stop or Buccaneers mm-hmm. was going to score. They didn't score. Mm-mm. But I pretty much checked out on offense. Like, I was on my phone all the time when the offense was on the field.
That is bittersweet. I'm hurt that football season is coming to an end. But I'm also happy that the Panther season is over. Mm-hmm.
And Scott Fitterer got fired yesterday.
Yep, that was
hallelujah.
When I seen that, I said, "Oh yes, we." But now my only thing is gonna be who we gonna get to come in here as GM and to hire it, because we got to get a GM soon.
Too many to talk about right now.
Yeah,
way too many. Because they've already interviewed, or they've requested interviews with a bunch already.
Because I'm going to tell you who played it smart. The Commanders played it smart. They brought in the Warriors old GM and the Vikings old GM. Both of them won championships with other teams.
It ain't about that, though, really. It's... With a GM, I just need to know, can you evaluate talent?
Yeah, I'm saying Bob Myers he won 4 championships. He put a team, nice team together.
Just because you won 4 championships, that don't mean you're a good talent evaluator.
You got to be somewhat if you build. The job of the GM is to make it to be.
Just
to make,
because you there, that don't mean you wasn't riding the coattails of somebody else. It's like, I'll use Scott Fitterer and Matt Rhule as an example. Matt Rhule was the one who was making decisions on the roster, not Scott Fitterer. Scott Fitterer was pretty much, he was going out to get the players really, but Matt Rhule had the final say so. So he was really the GM, not Scott Fitterer.
But it's known that Bob Myers put the team together.
Maybe. But I'm just saying, the championships aren't what is going to make me believe that they're a great GM. I want to know how good you are at evaluating talent. And how good, like, did you really put together a good team? All right. We're going to go ahead and get into this wild card weekend. Kind of going to mix it together. We're going to talk about the games and do the predictions at the same time. First game we got is Cleveland versus Texans. I got the Texans winning that. I think the Browns right now, they're good. They're competitive. But I think the Texans will just be high off of that win. And the Browns, they just didn't look great last week. And they also played a team in the Bengals who, I mean, who's their quarterback?
Jake Browning.
Jake Browning. And, I mean, Bengals still got a good team, but definitely ain't been looking the same all season. So, and they've had a couple injuries.
So, who playing?
The Texans.
Texans and Browns.
And who else? Oh, that's just the first game.
Yeah, it's the first game.
I got the Texans winning that one.
Yeah, I'm taking the Texans as well. But I'm torn because of that defense of the Browns.
Yeah.
The Texans got a good defense too, though.
I'm taking the Browns.
I think the Texans are going to win this week, but I don't think they're going to win and get another game after that. Will they have to play the Ravens next if they win?
Who the seventh seed? That's who's going to have to play the Ravens. Well, who the last?
Well, Houston's the number four seed. Pittsburgh is the last seed. But they're playing Buffalo. So.
It's whoever the
dog. I don't know how these.
Whoever the lowest seed plays the highest seed.
Well, I guess it all depends on who wins.
Yeah.
So.
I'm going to go with the Texans.
And Auntie Mama, you had Browns?
Yeah.
All right. Miami and Kansas City. Both of those games are on Saturday. But, Miami at Kansas City. Even though KC don't look very good right now, I don't trust Miami. They don't play good against good teams. Kansas City, I'm actually afraid of them. Like, even though all season they haven't looked good, like you said, like, Kansas City could still beat anybody at any point. So, I think they're going to beat Miami. The only teams that I would choose to beat Kansas City right now really is Buffalo and Baltimore. Anybody else, I don't believe they have a chance against Kansas City. So, I got Kansas City winning this one.
Yeah, I got the Chiefs as well. You know, Mr. Surgical, he can make a way. So I'm going to have to take him. Because I don't think Miami, I don't know, man.
They're like the Cowboys, undisciplined.
Yeah.
But the Cowboys are better, I give them that.
Yeah. But they ain't got Jalen Waddle.
Oh, is he injured?
Yeah.
I didn't even realize that.
So there's only Tyreek Hill. Well,
but even then, I've seen Tyreek drop some passes. And I ain't taking nothing away from Tyreek. He's still great. But, are you trustworthy? Same with Tua.
Yeah.
I think people were too quick to crown Tua as a great quarterback. I think he's good. But some people like to put him in the conversation of elite with Patrick and Josh and Joe Burrow
he ain't in that level yet.
Who? Tua? No. Yeah, but some people like to put him up there. I don't think Tua's on that level.
He's above average quarterback.
Yeah. I think he's one of those guys like Kim was talking about. He's a game manager. He's gonna need a team around him. He's a good quarterback and you can trust him to lead your team, but he's not the guy that's going to take you over the hump. You need a good team to back him up.
Well, like Cam said, though, it's only like actually five people that's actually five game changers in the in that play quarterback. Like
only a couple of them.
Like the rest of the team, the rest of the quarterbacks is game managers. Like, so.
Who you got on tomorrow?
They're who?
Chiefs and Dolphins.
I don't know what's going on with Mahomes. That, you know, I pick the Chiefs every time, but I don't know what's going on with Mahomes.
You going for them Dolphins?
Nah, I'm going to stick with the Chiefs.
I knew you was going to. I was already getting ready to write, Chief, before she said it.
All right. First Sunday game. Pittsburgh and Buffalo. Now, I think this will be a really fun wild card weekend because I think the matchups were just put perfectly because, one, I think the first two games, I think they're going to be competitive. But same with the Steelers and Buffalo game because, one, both teams, like, they can play with the best of them. Like, they can beat anybody, but at the same time, they're teams that are prone to make mistakes. It'd be some of the most ridiculous mistakes. And I think that's the game we're going to see this week. But I think Buffalo is the better team. So they're going to come out on top. And then, like you said, there's only a couple game changers. Josh Allen is one of those game changers. And when it comes to important moments, he's a guy that I actually trust. Even though he
you trust Josh Allen?
Yeah, he's one of those quarterbacks that is prone to make mistakes. But his rarely ever come at the worst moments. The other day, they came early in the game, which a lot of times when I watch Josh Allen play, they usually come early, or they come at moments where you're just like, dude, what are you doing? Like, we could be up by three scores by now, but you're making stupid decisions. But then once it's time to go win the game, I've always seen Josh Allen be who Josh Allen is, which is a game changer. And on a Sunday, he was that. In previous years, he has been that, so I trust him. I think he's going to, like, have one of those days where he just... A game like he did on Sunday, but at the end of the day, I think he's going to do enough to help his team come out with a win.
This is going to be a shocker because I'm going to take the Steelers. Even though I do know that Josh Allen is as good as advertised, but in that game Sunday, he had four turnovers.
Four.
Yes. I thought it was three.
It was four.
Two interceptions and a fumble.
Yeah, it was three. Yeah.
Two interceptions. And he fumbled the ball.
Uh-huh. I thought he threw,
I know the first two was like the first two drives. He only threw two interceptions and I believe it was just one fumble.
Yeah, it was one fumble. If I'm not mistaken, it was one fumble. It was a sack fumble.
Oh, yeah, that strip sack. I don't know if you can blame that strip sack on him.
You got to have pocket presence.
He was trying to get out of the pockets.
You got to protect the ball, hold up.
I remember the play. Yeah. He got blitzed instantly. He didn't have a whole lot of time. He tried to get out of the pocket. The guy just hit his hands.
But
as he is running to try to get away from him and protect the ball, the guy just hit his hands. That was a great play by the defensive player.
He was running with that ball.
That is not how that play happened.
He had the ball out, exposed, for them to knock it out.
No, it wasn't. He had both hands on the ball. I remember the play specifically. I remember that play. He had both hands on the ball. It wasn't one of those Cam Newton runs where he, for whatever reason, he's holding the ball with one hand. He had both hands on the ball. The guy just knocked it out. Now, fumbling the ball, like, I am the type of guy where if you fumble the ball, like, that's not an excuse. But on that play, I'm giving Josh Allen a little bit of a break because there's not really much he could have done outside of just try to run away, which he did. He just couldn't get away.
Well, you got to run away with the ball. You can't have it. It ain't your ball once it's out your hands.
Christian Wilkins is just like that. Because he the one that took it away from him. He's a free agent this year. I've been talking about getting Derrick Brown some help. Christian Wilkins is the guy.
We can see.
And he's cheaper than the other defensive tackle going on. That's going to be a free agent too.
So, who?
The Chiefs defensive tackle.
Chris Young.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, he's also younger.
And I think, see, and this is my other thing, too. The Steelers defense is better than the Dolphins. Ooh.
Buffalo. Debatable.
No, I'm talking about the Dolphins, who they played against when you had these two, these three, and these three turnovers.
Oh, well, that I agree. They are better. I think their defense is better. But also, TJ Watt not going to be playing, so that pass rush ain't going to be there.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
And you give Josh Allen all day, which against Miami, a lot of times he did. I think on some of those plays, it was just Josh Allen just making the wrong decision. And are just not completing the pass, like that touchdown to, that it was supposed to be an early touchdown to Stephon Diggs. Also, almost gave me a heart attack because I wanted to win my fantasy, which I did. So,
I came in third place. You know, I'm upset. Got beat. Got beat in the semifinals because Justin Jefferson was hurt. But what I was about to say. Yeah, I'm gonna take the Steelers. I'm gonna go ahead and stick with the Steelers.
TJ Watt and Minkah Fitzpatrick is questionable. Gabe Davis is questionable, okay, and Tyrell Dotson is questionable.
Yeah, never mind. Let me go ahead. I'm going with the Bills.
Who you got, Auntie Mama?
I'm going with the Steelers.
See, them is two major pieces that's out for me. Minkah being questionable.
Well, he's not. Yeah, he's questionable, not out.
But that, you know, that questionable boy, that's, ooh, that'd be game time decision.
Yeah. Especially if they lose, their safety, the Bills are gonna have a full field day.
Yeah.
So. All right. Wow, this is gonna be a lot. See, like I said, this wild card weekend is gonna be great. Wait, everybody, Auntie Mama chose Steelers. Me and you chose Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But like I said, this wild card weekend is gonna be great. The next game that day, Packers at Cowboys, and they always put on the show. Yeah, they always put on a show when they play each other, especially in the playoffs.
Mm.
And I still remember that one from 2016 where that tight end caught that ridiculous toe touch. that was amazing. But Dallas, of course, though. Green Bay, I think it'll be competitive, but I don't think it'll be one. I think it'll be one of those games where it looks like a blowout, but really it was more competitive than what it looks like. But Dallas is still going to win pretty easily, if that makes any sense.
That's the next game.
You taking the Cowboys, and I'm going to tell you, I had to be a barn burner. I'm taking the Packers.
I mean, I hope they lose. I don't want the Cowboys to win, but I think they will.
I'm a I know I'm biased to the hometown, you know.
Hometown.
Yeah. We got Jair Alexander play for the Packers.
Oh. I'm sure you can find somebody in Dallas that's from Charlotte. Or North Carolina.
What's his name? I mean, Stephon Gilmore, you know, that's cuz.
I can't tell.
But you know, he ain't stay with the city when he was here.
You can't
the
blame
him. The city didn't make him stay.
You can't blame him.
He didn't make an effort either.
You can't blame him. You cannot blame him. You know who our coach was at the time?
And then he tried to wear number one.
Now that's disrespectful.
Mm. Okay, it was gratitude or what. He was throwing, he wasn't throwing no shade at Cam. He wanted to honor Cam.
It's disrespectful to put on his number. There's only one Cam. Only one number one. So Dallas Packers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I thought Auntie Mom was gonna take them Packers.
Yeah, I bet you did.
All right, Rams at Lions.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be real tough. I got the Lions, but I think they'll just barely pull this one out because it's a division. That's not a division rival. Mm-hmm. What I'm talking about. They're playing Matthew Stafford. That's why it's familiar. But I think the Rams are gonna pull it out. I mean, I think the Lions are going to pull it out.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going with the Rams to pull this one out. Who you got? That's my TJ Watt. ruled out.
So the Rams and...
Rams and Lions. It's in Detroit. It's going to be cold.
We talking about Matthew, cold?
Matthew...
The rest of their team didn't play in Detroit, just Matthew Stafford.
I know.
Matthew Stafford might be all right, but Puka Nacua, he might not be
He
all
played
right.
at BYU.
I don't even know where that is.
That's in Utah.
I don't even know where Utah is.
Utah's on the West Coast. It's cold over there.
Is it Detroit cold?
Yeah, it's cold. Probably colder than Detroit.
I don't know about that. But wait a minute. What I'm talking about the cold. Detroit plays in a dome.
Yeah, true. I mean, I guess it still get cold.
They couldn't even handle the cold when they came to Charlotte. What am I talking about?
Yeah.
I take back everything I just said, but I still got the Lions.
I'm gonna go with Detroit.
Okay.
Why are they talking about if Mike Tomlin should change QBs if Mason Rudolph struggles? You don't change QBs in the middle of a playoff game. And Mason Rudolph is still a much better choice than Mitch Trubisky.
They've been playing pretty good. Pretty good, pretty well.
Who you got, Trey?
I got the Rams.
Alright, and last game.
I think Matthew Stafford is going to go back and claim his home.
Nah, I don't see it happening. Not this time.
Puka Nacua is... If it wasn't for a CJ Stroud, Puka Nacua would have won Rookie of the Year.
Well, he still could.
Nah.
I think he's been more consistent.
No.
I don't remember ever hearing any bad games about Puka Nacua, but I've seen some bad games with CJ Stroud.
CJ Stroud got 4,000 yards passing.
So does almost every other quarterback. That's good.
It's only five rookies to ever do that.
So?
What do you mean so?
He's doing something great. Puka Nacua broke a record. Like, they both had a great season, but Puka... The difference is Puka Nacua has been more consistent than him.
I mean, that's debatable, but, that's debatable.
I mean, I had CJ Stroud on my fantasy team all year. I know what games he did not play good. I remember because he cost me 3 games.
Also, CJ Stroud only has 23 touchdowns and 5 interceptions.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
This year?
Yes.
You know, 23 touchdowns is like average.
He's still a rookie quarterback. So Bryce Young didn't do it.
Who talking about Bryce Young being rookie?
But I'm saying,
who's talking about Bryce Young being rookie?
It's other quarterbacks that's in here that didn't do it. That's rookies and didn't do it. They started all season and didn't do it.
Okay, so. But they did something else.
What?
Like Cam Newton, he was great at running the football. That's one of the reasons why he won Rookie of the Year.
He won Rookie of the Year. He had 4,000 yards passing.
Okay. So, that was at a time where throwing 4,000 yards wasn't as... people wasn't throwing 4,000 yards as much as they were doing now.
Okay.
It's true. You can go back and look at the stats.
Once again, it's only 5 rookies who ever threw for 4,000 yards.
So... There's only one rookie who has and done what
everyone
has
done. Matter of fact, I'm going to say this. Everyone that threw for 4,000 yards, only one didn't win Rookie of the Year, and that was Andrew Luck because RG3 had a better season and took his team to the playoffs.
There's only been one rookie that has done what Puka Nacua has done.
What is that?
What, 1,400 yards in the season? And I think... Plus 100 plus catches. Yeah, only one rookie has done that.
Who is that?
Puka Nacua.
No, it's not. Cause what's his name? Jalen Waddle had.
He just broke the record.
He had 100 receptions in the rookie year.
He just broke the record, so he's the only one that has done what he has done.
Okay. Did Jalen Waddle win Rookie of the Year? No.
Did Jalen Waddle put up these stats that Puka Nacua did?
He had 100 receptions in his rookie year as well.
But he broke the record though. That's what I'm saying.
By one catch.
It doesn't matter. He broke
by the record. By one catch.
He broke the record.
Did he win it?
Did he break?
Jalen Waddles.
The most receptions by a rookie. And once again, he only won it by
and
one.
And 1,000 plus receiving yards.
Once again, did Jalen Waddle win the Rookie of the Year when it happened?
So, who won the Rookie of the Year? Okay. Just because Jalen Waddle didn't win, it doesn't mean Puka Nacua can't.
Okay. Luckily, I don't have that vote. I don't vote for that, so.
Is that supposed to mean something?
I'm just saying. I don't vote for it, so.
Okay, now that you're right. So, once again, is that supposed to mean something?
When it comes down to it, we'll see who won.
You do know it's opinionated, right?
Oh, now it's opinionated. Yes, I just said that. Okay. All right.
You're saying that Puka Nacua shouldn't win it just because CJ Trout did that. Just because CJ Trout did that, that doesn't mean Puka Nacua can't.
It goes to the best player and the best rookie of the year, right? In that year, that's what the rookie of the year goes to, right?
It's based off opinion, though.
Okay, but your opinion is Puka Nacua could win it. My opinion is CJ Trout could win it.
Okay, but you are acting like if CJ Stroud win it, that means, I'm automatically wrong that Puka Nacua doesn't deserve
it. Well, if he win it, then he won it. That means he had a better season.
No, that does not. That's like saying just because you won the MVP, that means you had a better season. Like, there's been plenty of guys who won MVP and they did not have a better season than other guys. The reason they won MVP is because they were the best player on their team and what they did with their team was amazing.
Tell me one team that won MVP that team was not good.
That is not... I'm not even going to keep talking to you because that is not what I said.
You just said that.
That is not what I said.
It's been people that won MVP that won MVP because
that is not what I said.
What did you say?
I said what they did with their team was better than what the other guy did. Not specifically that they had a statistical better season. It's just their team. They were better. The team was better. And that one guy was able to carry that team to more. Most valuable player isn't about being the best player.
Well, why is it most valuable player?
It's because if you took that player off of that team, then that player would that team would instantly be pretty much be trash without them. Like in 2015, if Cam didn't play for the Panthers that year, the Panthers would not have went 15-1. Panthers probably wouldn't have won 5 games that year. Because we would have had no offense. All right, last game, Eagles versus Buccaneers. I got the Bucs because the Eagles are just spiraling.
I'm going to take the Eagles.
I'm forced to take the Bucs.
You're not forced to
take the Bucs. I am forced to take the Bucs. Because the idea not to pick the Eagles.
So you don't want to see them again.
I'm forced to take
the Eagles. The not going to beat the Cowboys again. The Eagles gonna get the Cowboys gonna beat the crap out of them if they play the Eagles again.
Alright, so they got games Saturday and Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm. Eagles Buccaneers play on Monday.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
That's the last Monday night game, right?
Yeah.
I thought the next week they have Monday night games.
They do?
They do. I thought this was
wild the card and divisional round. I believe they both have Monday night games.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're spreading it out this year.
Didn't y'all have Josh Allen?
Nah.
We had the black version up.
Yeah, nah. Cam. Well, that's debatable there.
They both play the same way.
They do to an extent.
The exact same Cam style of play.
Cam was better than Josh. Only thing Josh got better than Cam is he can throw the ball.
That's the thing. That's the issue right there. They both can run, but one can throw better than the other.
And Cam can run better than him.
Yeah, but passing as a quarterback is more valuable than being able to run as a quarterback.
That's debatable. Another one that's debatable.
You sure?
Yeah, because we look at Lamar Jackson. He won a...
This has been their most successful year. Why? Because he got better at passing it.
He won the MVP, so how has this been his best year?
He ain't won the MVP yet. The season ain't over.
He won the MVP already.
Yeah, but if he wins this year, then what's your argument?
He still won the MVP prior to him being...
Okay, but if he went... My point is, though, that this year he's been a better passer than he has ever been. So if he wins this year, then what's your argument?
He was... What you just said. And the MVP goes to the person that if they take him off the team,
the team then, ain't shit.
That ain't got nothing.
That's to what do. You just said.
Hold up, listen. That ain't got nothing to do with whether or not a quarterback, which is more important, being able to pass the ball or run the ball as a quarterback.
If you take him off the team.
Well, if you're a quarterback, you should be always be able to pass the ball because that's the purpose of you being a quarterback.
I know, but that's what we were talking about with Cam Newton versus Josh Allen. He said Cam Newton was better than Josh Allen, but I said Josh Allen can throw the ball better than Cam. Cam can run the ball better than Josh, but they're both great at running it. So.
I don't think Cam was no bad passer.
Not a bad passer, but he wasn't a great passer. He was very consistent, very inaccurate. And I don't think he ever had a season where his completion percentage was higher than 59.
Alright. That's it. On the predicaments.
Alright, that'll do it for us today. My name is Duke.
Fat Man Trey. Lake of Nation as always.
Garbage.
Let's ride.
Hot garbage.
Hot
Nation. Let's ride.
Hot garbage. And I'm Auntie Mama.
And this is the Black and Blue Bloodline. Thanks for listening.